For the first time in a while, Americans are getting updates on the government's response to the pandemic straight from the government.
It's important to send the message to the public that the White House respects and will follow the science, and the scientists will speak independently, and that our core values of science, public health, and equity are going to drive our actions here at the White House.
That is Andy Slavitt, a senior advisor to President Biden's COVID-19 response team, which held its first virtual briefing yesterday. The team discussed a number of issues, including vaccination distribution and strategies to slow down the fast-spreading variants in the United States. Let's bring in Tom Frieden, former director of the CDC under President Obama, now CEO of Resolve to Save Lives. Dr. Frieden, welcome back.
Great to speak with you, Peter.
I want to start with the optics of yesterday's briefing. There were many qualified, high-ranking officials there talking about the government's response to the pandemic. What did that say to you?
Fundamentally, science is back, and that's crucially important because what we've been lacking for the past year is an organized response based on science that communicates forthrightly in real time with the public. And that is what we're seeing from the Biden administration. So it's very encouraging.
Well, the job ahead is still huge. Andy Slavitt, who we just heard at the top there, said it will be months before everyone who wants a vaccine will be able to get one. And he also says the two factors playing into that are that vaccine supply is not strong and not enough people are there to administer them. How do you improve both of those problems simultaneously?
The harder problem really is the supply problem. And one of the things we've heard from the new administration is that even they don't have clear information on when vaccines are going to be delivered from each of the manufacturers. And without that, it's very hard to plan. We know there aren't enough vaccines. We also know that too many vaccines are sitting in freezers instead of being injected into arms. And the latter problem, I think, will get improved with time as we figure out, for example, how to reallocate some doses that were given to chain pharmacies for nursing homes but aren't being used there and are sitting in freezers. And as we think through the logistics of, do you use all of your vaccine now because you have more coming so you can anticipate not needing to change the schedule for the next dose in 3 or 4 weeks, or do you hold back some amount for those second doses? We're not talking about changing the dose schedule, just the logistics of, do you keep those in the freezer for 3 or 4 weeks, or do you inject them anticipating you'll have more supply in the coming weeks? And without knowing what that supply will be, that's really an impossible decision to make rationally.
So have you seen any improvement or a plan from the federal government that would help improve that situation?
What we've seen is a commitment of this administration to tell governors in advance how much they're getting, and they've apparently done that with a 16% increase. And that's a good first step, but it's really not up to the administration. The companies need to be very clear on what they can deliver and when. And in the past, companies have often over-promised or just been overly optimistic about what they can do. The other issue is that we have to look at not just how many people are getting vaccinated, but who. First off, are we reaching nursing home residents and nursing home staff? We're hearing a lot of hesitancy among the staff of nursing homes, and that's problematic because that's nearly 40% of deaths among the residents of nursing homes, and if the staff aren't vaccinated, the risk to residents is much higher. Second, what's the denominator? What proportion of the different priority groups are we reaching? And third, what are we doing to address equity issues? If you just use a first-come, first-serve approach, you make inequality worse. You have to reach out to communities that may have less access or less trust in vaccines or the healthcare system.
I just have about 30 seconds left here, but as the former head of the CDC, what advice do you have for Dr. Rochelle Walensky as she inherits this institution that was frankly marred by politics under the past administration?
Well, she's off to a great start. Listen to staff, listen to the science, understand what went wrong and fix it, and identify the things that are going well and build them up. And remember that our safety and security in this country is inextricably interwoven with global health security and with the ability of countries all over the world to find, stop, and prevent the spread of health threats, COVID and the next one as well.
Former CDC Director Tom Frieden, thank you very much.
Thank you.